left off yesterday discussing the famous Shita of Rambam, when the Rambam develops the klal, the Dmei Karka Adinam Karka. And when you have it in Torah about damage, about hezek of Karka, so what you really have it in Torah about is about Karka itself, and therefore any Shbarak Karkos. Where in the world did Rambam get this idea from? So the Rishonim point out that he got it from Agamara. That's the case. The Gemara says that Chav Babar Shechem Yoros, that's the only scenario where on the one hand it's not going to be Halach, and on the other hand it's going to still suffice to be called Karka. So the Rabbi had a basic question against the Rambam, is that that's not true. The Chaval to Bishnayim proves not that way. So we pointed out that the Rambam and the Rabbi are now having another Machlekes. The Magen Mishnah pointed out that there's now a new Machlekes Rambam and the Rabbi about whether Avadim Hukshel Karkos is only Avadim, whether it applies to all of human beings. So the Rabbi thought that just as a Mesugi of Chaval to Bishnayim, a person should be Dino Kekarka, and Afa Pichein, the Mishnah says, is going to be a Shua. So you see from here that the Rambam's klal is not right, and the Rambam differentiated between the two. So we created a whole new machlokes yesterday as to this klal of Avadim Hukshel Karkos. According to the Ravid, this is all inclusive. According to the Ravid, it applies to every Kenai, to an Avid Ivri, to a regular person. Every human being under the sun is called Hukshel Karka. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says it's a special din by Avadim, and you cannot extrapolate to Bnei Chorin, and therefore the Rai from the Chaval to Bishnayim is irrelevant. So that's pretty much where we left it yesterday. So before we go back to the main thrust of the sugya, in terms of really learning the sugya to make karka karka, but just because the Rai and the Magen Mishnah have thrown at us this whole, tangential part of the sugya, about whether Avodah Mukshel Karkos is limited, there's one last takuda I wanted to mention, that this is really an age-old machlokes. This machlokes that we've shown him, just how far Avodah Mukshel Karkos goes, is it limited only to Avodim, only Avid Kenani, like the Rambam, or is it applied to all Bnei Chorin, like to all people, like the Ravid? So this is most probably a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis that appears Befeirish in Maseches Kedushin of Zion and Aleph. What in the world is doing in Kedushin of Zion? So it's really, really kind of out of place there. The main sugyas of Avodah Mukshel Karkos are in Bav Metziah, in Shavuos, Bav Kama. What in the world is doing in Kedushin of Zion? So the Gemara is discussing a Kedushin topic. And it really got onto Avodah Mukshel Karkos, possibly so much Shalom B'Mkomo. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about the standards of Kedusha. Everybody know everyone's been to weddings, right? There's been a lot of weddings. So what happens under the chuppah? Pretty much, kiikach, yeshisha. So the man does everything. The man gives the ring, the man does the amir, etc. So the Gemara raised the question in Kedusha of Zayim and Aleph, can you have the following scenario? Can you have a chasa de kala standing under the chuppah, and the woman presents the ring to the man? Can that possibly be Kedusha? Can that be Kedusha? What? That's a different version of a religion. Well, that's Kedushin. Ki'ika Cheshisha. Anyone who ever opened up the vase in Kedushin, everybody knows. Ki'ika Cheshisha. The man has to give, the woman has to receive. What does it mean the woman's going to give it to the man? What kind of crazy mishigas is that? The woman's going to give it to the man. So the Gemara opens up the possibility, maybe as follows. Maybe the Kedushin is going to work in a really, really, really strange way. Even though, Ki'ika Cheshisha, of course the man has to be kind of the woman. Well, maybe the man can be kona the woman by him getting the ring from the woman. How in the world can that happen? So we have an age-old kinyan that appears later on in Maseches Kedushin called the kinyan agav. Now, there's a special trick. When I want to sell you metaltolin, so I need not make a kinyan on the, you need not make a kinyan on the metaltolin itself. If I sell you karka at the same time that I'm selling you metaltolin, so the chosim she'ele mechrayas, niknim nechosim she'ele mechrayas, because of shtav echazocha. Normally, in order to be kind of something, you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. This is one of the very, very few exceptions to the rule. You don't have to make a Maisa Kinyan on the Metaltlin, since at the same time that you're being kind of the Karka, you're being kind of the Metaltlin and Niknim Agav the Karka. So you just have to make a Maisa Kinyan on the Karka and the Metaltlin on Niknim. The Gemara concludes in Kedushin that the Metaltlin don't even have to be on the Karka. They could sell you a Karka in China and a car in Nebraska. And sure, as long as we made a ma'aseh kiddush on the kark in China, so be it, you kind of the metal lucha mochom shehem. A special chiddush in the halacha called the kinyan agav. So the Gemara suggests that maybe kinyan agav can be used in Maseches Kedushin as well. Maybe we can create a chalois kedushin through invoking the principle of kinyan agav. How is that? Says the Gemara, the goal of kedushin, what's supposed to happen in kedushin, is the man supposed to make a ma'aseh kinyan on the woman. That's what's really supposed to happen. That's Kikachisha Nikbeis Labaila. So the man's supposed to make a Maisa Kinyan to the woman. But maybe we could figure out a stunt invoking Kinyan Agav that the man doesn't really have to make a Maisa Kinyan on the woman. He could be kind of the woman, Agav, something else. How can he be kind of the woman, Agav, something else? He'll make a Maisa Kinyan on a ring. She'll give him a gift. She'll give him a ring. he'll be make a ma'isa kinyan on the ring, and by being kind of the ring, he'll be kind of the woman also. But a kinyan agav. Sounds like a psah. Very, very, very strange application. The Gemara says that, again, every kinyan has to, you have to a ma'isa kinyan on the object that you're trying to acquire. But we find there's a chiddush in the halacha called the kinyan agav. So we can invoke kinyan agav and plug it into the Masechta Kedushin that the man will make a ma'isa kinyan on the ring, and agav the ring is going to be kind of the woman. That's the Gemara's Havamina. So Gemara says, you're almost right. It's so close. Except what's wrong? It's upside down, agav. It's v'nafechu, agav. Agav means you make a ma'isa kinyan on the karka, and agav the karka, you're kind of the metatlin. Heichon matzinu davazeh, where do we ever find such a halacha that if I want to sell you a car and land, you make the ma'isa kinyan on the car, and agav the car, I'll be kind of the land. So the Gemara says that since kinyan agav only works in one direction, it doesn't work in the other direction. So therefore, it's going to fail over here. So you thought you're going to be kind of the woman agav the ring. It's not true. Because that would be the halakha equivalent of trying to be kind of karka agav metaltim. So what was the equation the Gemara just made? So the Gemara thought that there's the kesef, and then there's the isha, and the Gemara thought that this is the model the Gemara was working with. So the Gemara thought that just as kinyan agav works, you make a kinyan on one, you kind of the other. So 12 here, you make a kinyan on the kesef, and you kind of the isha. So the Gemara said, then you got the things flipped, because kesef is the metatlin, and the isha is the karka, and this would be a violation of the rules of Vilchas Agav that it has to be dafka, the metatlin, agav, the karka. Ad kan devar Gemara. So there's something fishy about this Gemara. There's something fishy about one of these equations over here. The fact that kesef is the metatlin, that I understand. The isha is the karka. We state that a woman's a piece of karka. Where did that come from? So on the spot, what does Rashi say? Three magic words. Zok Rashi, avod mukshel karkos. Rashi says, in the kasha of the Gemara, in the analysis of the Gemara, whether this is a valid application of kinyan agav, is this hanocha, this premise that a person, this is not a, she's not an evik knaini, she's not a shifra knainis, she's not even ama ivriya, she's a regular plain woman. You're standing under the chup with her, apidin she's karka, and therefore for the rules and regulations of kinyan agav, a person is dinuka karka. So you see klar from Rashi that avod mukshel karkos is like the raivin. It's not limited to avod, it applies across the board. Ad kan divi Rashi. Comes Taisus on the spot of Zion in Kedushin and says, L'hoyut v'me'aylam. To ask Taisus, what do you mean that a woman is a is an evet? A woman's a shivcha k'nayin, it's ma'pidom. How did Rashi know that we could take the gzeres across of a parshas Bahar and plug it into B'nai Chayrin? So what's behind the Gemara's kasha, says Taisus? The Gemara's kasha is lav dafka. The Gemara never really meant to say that, oh, gevalt, if you want to buy a woman with kesef, so that's going to be like the opposite of agav. The Gemara didn't really mean it's the opposite of agav. All the Gemara meant is, it's not agav. Agav means when you're kind of metalton agav karka. There's no halacha being kind of karka agav karka, and there's no halacha being kind of metalton agav metalton. So comes Taisus and says, all the Gemara meant to say is like for dramatic, for over for effect. The Gemara says, well, this is a kinyan agav, this is the opposite of agav. The Gemara didn't really mean it's the opposite of agav. The Gemara just meant it's not agav. Just as I can't sell you a car and say, well, buy the car, and agav the car, buy this farm in Nebraska. That you can't do. There's another thing is agav metaflin. Metalton, agav metalton. All there is metalton, agav karka. So when the Gemara asked, imkein matzinu, the opposite of agav, the Gemara didn't really mean that. The Gemara just meant this is not an application, a proper application of agav. So when all the dust settles, we have machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Again, it doesn't make the slightest difference in Davzayin and Kedushin, because at the end of the day, the Gemara rejects the whole application of kinyan agav to Kedushin, because you got the wrong things happening. Either according to Rashi, it's mamash opposite, or according to Taisus, it's lav dafka opposite. So at the end of the day, for Kedushin purposes, this funny kuklu type of Kedushin is not going to work. But conceptually, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus in terms of the shakvatar and the Gemara, which now becomes important in other areas of halacha, only avod mukshel karkos, even b'nei charin mukshel karkos. No pun intended, but just agav, while we're talking about the topic. So, what was the Gemara even dreaming that agav is going to work? It sounds like the Gemara, bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Taisus, the problem is that we got the wrong things, the metaltel and the karka, things are not lining up properly. But fundamentally, v'ikaron, the Gemara was okay to invoke a kinyan of agav for the purposes of kiddushin. Right? That's what it sounds like. You okay with that?
Is that a very strange Shach V'Tayr in the Gemara? If not for the technical glitches of Metalta and Akaka not lining up properly, Agav would have been a valid way of being Mekadosh and Isha. What? So you're saying it's wrong. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. The whole Shach V'Tayr is a Pella. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Isha nicknames Bekesef, Bishtar, Ubebiya. How do you know Kesef? Kesef Menolon, Gezer Sekosef. How do you know Shtar? Gezer Sekosef. How do you know Biya? Gezer Sekosef. If there's no posuk that teaches us that there's a that this method is a method of acquisition for Kiddushin, Mehecha takes it should work. Just because there's a Kinyan in other areas of Halacha, therefore automatically it works? Mapitom. There is no such cloud, there is no such rule. So it's a very, very big pell of the Gemara. So there happens to be, we're not learning the sugya right now, but there happens to be a Gemara in Daf Gimel Maseches Kiddushin, but the Gemara has a Hava Mina that Chalipin should be good for Kiddushin. The Gemara has a Hava Mina that maybe, I don't have to give a ring to a woman, B'teres Kinyan Kesef, I could just give her, take out my handkerchief, and make a Kinyan Chalipin with her, and the Gemara says, a Hava Mina, that it should be good. So comes Taisus and says, what do you mean, what kind of Hava Mina it should be good? Mehecha Taisus should be good. Chalipin is a good Kinyan, that's beautiful, but every method of Kiddushin has to be Menon, it has to be Gzeres HaKosov. So the fact that you find me a Kinyan in Cheshe Mishpat, that's going to work in Evan Ezer? What kind of Mishagas is that? So Tais says, what's the Gemara even dreaming about? What's the Gemara of a discussion in Kiddushin of Gimel? A pilpul, maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe Chalipin is good, maybe it's not good, a technical reason why it's not. What's going on? So B'Techemir HaKushya, Tais is quotes in the Kiddushin and of Gimel from Rabbeinu Tam, that the only reason why the Gemara was even willing to entertain in its wildest dreams that Chalipin should be good was because the Gemara thought that Chalipin is a subcategory of what? Of what? Of Kesef. Chalipin is so close to Kesef. I'm giving, you're taking, that sounds like Kesef. Though it's not exactly the same, but Kesef, I'm giving it to you for you to keep, it's going to be yours, but there's the Sina. Here I'm symbolically taking it off, giving it to you, I'm going to take it back in a moment. So one could have dreamt, says Rabbeinu Tam, that Chalipin is B'teres Kesef. Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Kamash Blan of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin Dav Gimel, I would have thought that Chalipin is good, and Kamash Blan it's no good. So Rabbeinu Tam learns, what's the Shach V'Tayr of the Gemara? Why would anyone have dreamt that it's good? Because I would have thought that Chalipin is B'teres Kesef. Kamash Blan, that it's not B'teres Kesef. But Rabbeinu Tam says the underlying premise of the entire sugya is that there are only three methods of Kedushin. We can't make up new methods. There's Kesef, Shtar and his beer. That's all there is. There ain't no more. You can't just dig up a Kinyan from left field and say, oh, this is also going to be good. So the Gemara is a very, very big pella here. But the Gemara is even pilpling about Agav in the first place. There's another ha'ara you can make. Is that Agav is a good method of Kinyan? There's a machlekes that we showed him whether Agav is even a Kinyan derais, even in Dinam Amidus. What's the mock of a Kinyan Agav? How do you know? I know there's a Kinyan Agav altogether in the Halacha. Where does it say Kinyan Agav? Kinyan Kesef is a Pasuk, Chumash and Shtar is a Pasuk, and Navi and there's a Pasuk. Yeah, everyone's a Pasuk somewhere. How do you know Kinyan Agav? It's a Pasuk. It's not even a Navi. It's in Ksuvim. It's in Divrei HaYomim. V'yitem l'mavim. No, Mikdonos. Kesef is on Mikdonos. Im Ari B'tzura Shem Yehuda. Divrei HaYom. Chronicles. Okay, it's the end of... Ksuvim can't get further out of there. In Pasuk in the Divrei Yomim speaks about the giving a gifts of metaltalin together with Arim Bitsuras, together with giving a land. So the Gemara darshins from this Pasuk in Kedushin HaKavav that you see from here that you can give him a matona of metaltalin, Agav the Karka. It wasn't that he gave him Karka and he made him a Masikinin on the Karka and he made him a Masikinin on the metaltalin. He gave him Karka, he made him a Masikinin on the Karka and the metaltalin Nikam Agav. The Gemara learns out from this pasuk. So Taisus has 2 days whether that's a real din d'araisa, that the Gemara means this as mamish as a halacha moshe mesinik or kinyan agav, and just an asmachta that the pesukim are being quoted from the vim buksuvim. What does the Gemara mean? Nah, it's only a dirabbanan anyway. The whole kinyan agav is only a dirabbanan. Hakol mikol kol. So Taisus and Bavakama claims that it's only a dirabbanan. Taisus Kedushin claims it's d'araisa. So l'chora, from the fact that the Gemara is at least entertaining the possibility that Agav should be koyde, it sounds like maybe the Gemara is siding with that day of Tosfos, that at least it's a deraisa. In the end, it doesn't really matter. In the end, the whole kiddushin doesn't work. So the whole thing is dvar b'teilim. But the whole Shach V'Tayr and kiddushin of Zayin smacks a little bit, sounds a little bit like that opinion, that Agav is a real kinyan, a real condition on a level of Deraisa. Maybe. So nice, when all the dust settles, Agav doesn't work for kedushin. So what was the case? When the Gemara says that the woman can give the husband a man, give the husband a ring, and the kedushin works, how does it work? If Agav fails, and it's not kikah chishishis, how does it work? So the Gemara says the only case is that's called the kedushin of Adam Choshev. Namely, that she gives him a ring, but her giving him the ring is not really the kedushin. The real kedushin is the fact that he's being mahana har. He's causing her a tremendous degree of joy, of benefit, of hana'ah, because he's accepting her ring. Why is such a big joy? He's an Adam Choshev. She's not so Choshev. He's a big Adam Choshev. So she says, wow, I want to give you a ring that's worth so much for me, for you to accept my ring. So he says, really? How much is it worth? So she says, well, it's worth about a pruta. She says, okay, great. So I'm here b'kodesh l'bahanah, that I'm here by benefiting you from my receiving your ring. So she hands him the ring. So Gemara says, m'kodeshes. Why? Not because she was b'kadesh him. Kika chishish eksiv. The kedushin was not the giving of the ring. The giving of the ring was just to take a tipta to create the hanah. The hanah is dinu kekesef. That hanah is worth something. A person would pay to get such a hanah. People pay for sillier things. So since a woman would be willing to pay a pruta in order to receive the hanah that this Adam Choshev is accepting her gift, that's considered to be shavis a pruta, and that's enough for kedushin to be chal. So that's the only way to have a kuku kedushin like this, where the woman gives something to the man. So basically, getting back to our story. So for our purposes, we have Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Kedushin of Zion about whether Avadim Hukshel Kakos, only Avadim, or whether even Bnei Charon Hukshel Kakos. The Rabbi say, but we're still not so comfortable with the Shittas HaRambam. We're really not really, really satisfied with the Shittas HaRambam. As we pointed out at the end of the Shiur yesterday, I understand the Rishonim who take Avad Mukshel Kakos to the extreme. That Avad Mukshel Kakos means all Bnei Adam. I understand Rashi and Kedushin said it, and I understand the Ravid said it. That I get. And I understand the other extreme. The people who say that only Eved Kanani. Who was the one who said only Eved Kanani? Because that's what the Pasuk says. Who was that? I mean, Taisa said that basically. Taisa Kedushin of Zion says, what do you mean, Isha? She's not an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani Ksiv. And the truth is that who else really said that? It's only Eved Kanani? Amaisa Magimisha said that also. The problem is that we didn't really believe that B'das HaRambam. You can't just say it's Eved Kanani because the Rambam in Megabi Skiris Poland by Ono, as we spoke about yesterday. So we have to come up with this funny category that all avodim, right? No matter what, Kanani, Ivri, all avodim are included, and that's ultimately what we called the Shittas HaRambam. So the only way to defend the Rambam, on the one hand, the Rambam didn't see in Chavalta Bishnayim a riot at the Mekaka Kakaka, because the Rambam thought that a Ben Chayrin is not Din Kakaka, but yet the Rambam in Hilchos HaNoah says that a Poyal or an Eved Ivri, i.e., a quasi Eved Ivri, is Din Kakaka. So we had to come up with some kind of a middle category according to the Rambam. Not Rashi and the Ravid of all Bnei Adam, not Taisa and the Magamishna of Eved Kanani, but a middle ground of all Avodim, both Eved Ivri as well as Eved Kanani. We should be very troubled with this Rambam. Very, very troubled. Why? But this is not really a category. Eved Kanani and Eved Ivri are very, very different from one another. The only thing they have in common is that they both have Avodim. But they're not really the same. If you want to be insistent on exerce a kosov, it's a poskim and parshas Bahar, and we can't extrapolate from anywhere out of Bahar, so then Taisus and the Magen Mishnah, right? You want to tell me all-inclusive and extended to all people, Rashi and the Ravid are right. To take a davka from Eved and only plug it into Eved Ivri, a very, very hard Haggadah, according to the Rambam. So, notwithstanding the Magadish and the Mishnah Melech from yesterday, we're not going to go that route from here on with the Rambam. We're going to go back to the drawing board and try to understand what we think may be real issues as a Rambam, putting all this Avodim story aside. So let's chaz, Rabbi Sire, where are we up to? Back to where we left off yesterday. This is all the Shirayim of this Avodim Hushul Kakos part, those who missed it. So, pick up from here. So the Rambam was the one who said that the Mekarka is Kekarka, and therefore there's no Shvua in the Torah, because we view it in Torah revolving around the Tashlumin of Karka,
as basically being a din Torah revolving around the repair of the karka itself. Einish banach hakos. What was the rabbi's kasha? Nu chazar. I said, was the rabbi's kasha? Chaval to bishnayim. So the rabbi starts the ball rolling with the kasha from chaval to bishnayim. I say that you broke both arms, and you say only broke one arm. So the Mishnah seems to say that's called Maida Benictus. So the Ravid says, "Hi, Enish Banach Hakos, Enish Ban, all the people, etc." So what's the answer to that kasha? So we already toned down that kasha yesterday. The Ktzais already deflected that kasha. The Ktzais already told us that's a raya. That's not a raya to anything. There is no Mishnah that says it's called Maida Benictus. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Shvuas, the Rabbanon of Nechbo, Ke'en Deraisa Maida Benictus. But there is no Mishnah Beferish that says that's called Maizvah Mikzas. So the Ktzai said, for the purposes of Rabbi Yehuda's Kein D'Araisa, no, that's good enough. So we're not going to lose any sleep over that Kasha. Baruch Hashem, this Kasha we were able to answer already yesterday. It comes the Ktzai and says, I'll tell you the real Kasha, says the Ktzai. The Kasha that the Ravid was pupling with yesterday, that's the fake Kasha. I'll tell you the real Kasha. Comes the Ktzais and dug up the sugya in the realm of Shavuos HaPikadon. We've met Shavuos HaPikadon before, we're familiar with this. I come to you and I say, what? You owe me this, you owe me that. It's a Pikadon, it's a Havo, it's a Schirus, it's an Oshik, it's something. And you say, what? Are you crazy? I don't know you anything. I'm Kitzur, I don't know who you are, and I swear, and everything that works. And then you feel terrible afterwards. You come to the tshuva. The Torah slaps you, you have to pay the Karen, you got to pay the Chaimish, you got to bring a Korban. Whole Parsha in the end of Parsha's Vikra, Koshvus HaPikadon. Come to Tanoim, Maseches Ksubis, and have the following Shaila. I come to you, bump at you on the street, and I say, you menovel you, Anastas Biti, Pitisas Biti, you are my anis, my daughter, you are father, my daughter, she's a naira, besula, you have to pay me a whole bunch of, a lot of money. You have to pay me the chamishim shekel for the knas, and you have to pay me for boishis and pagam, all kind of different tashlumins that the halacha requires of you to pay for the act of my anis and my father. Where does it say you have to pay anis and pagam? Where does it say you have to pay boishis and pagam? So that's a sugya, maseches ksubis. Coming up in 2 years, okay? So the Gemara dashes in some sukkim. The Torah says you have to pay chamishim kesef. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says levad the nosan lavianar levad the beish to pagam. Levad has been beish to pagam. It's no different than any other nezek. The woman used to be worth X amount of money, and now she went down in value. The woman's very embarrassed now that she's no longer besula. So you got to pay the regular dinim of chavolas. You have to pay. In addition to that, you have to pay the 50 shekel. Okay, so I come to you with a laundry list of tainas. You owe me 50 shekel, and you owe me this, and you owe me that, and you owe me the other thing. And you say, I don't know who you are. Get lost. I say, what do you mean? You are my honest, my daughter. And you swear, L'hoi dvar me'elam. Come to have Yom Kippur, you feel bad. Your moda. The question is, what's the din? The Shavuos HaPikadon kick in or not? What's the halacha? So comes the Gemara and says, oh, wait a second. Comes the Gemara and says, there's a basic premise that governs the rules of Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon kicks in when the person was koifer. That's what it says. You need a kisha, a kfira, in order for the halachas of Shavuos HaPikadon to kick in. The implication is that it's his kfira that's causing us aggravation. It's his kfira that's preventing him from paying the money. Lu yitzui, he would have been moida, like he should have, honestly. Then he would have been mechuyav to pay the money. So it's the kfira, it's the kichesh, that's the key word. Kichesh v'nish bal shaker, he's koifer. So it's since he's been koifer, memel shus begadon kicks in. Mashmal says, if he wouldn't have been koifer, he would have just paid the money, we would have gone home, and everything would have been great. So comes the Gemara and says, if so, then the whole parasha shus begadon can only apply in a situation where if he would have been maida, he would have been chayef to pay. I.e., when what area of halacha would have applied? What cloud would have been plugged in? Hodos Baldin? If and when the din of Hodos Baldin would have applied, let's say, a regular case, I say, where's the Pikadon? If you would have said, I'm so sorry, I took the Pikadon, got I was careless, I was negligent, Peshea, and I have to pay,
Let's say you just made a hodos baldin. But you didn't do that. You were kichesh, you were kaifer. That's parasha shavus abigadol. But lo yitzuy, I would come to you and I'd say, hey, you owe me dalav hay. You shechted the animal that you stole me. Where's the dalav hay? And I say, I never did it. So the Gemara says, what kind of shavus abigadol is that? Even if you would have admitted that you were tabeach amoich, you still wouldn't have had to pay. So your kfir is lamalav lamayrid. Your kfir didn't make a difference. Only a kfir that creates the fact that Dazen's hands are tied, that's the Mechayev Shavus HaPikadon. But in a situation where even your Hodol wouldn't have accomplished anything in Dazen, you still wouldn't have been forced to pay, that's not called Shavus HaPikadon. So now comes the Gemara with a very, very lumdish question. How do you view Einis HaMafateh? Einis HaMafateh is right smack in the middle. It's a very, very tricky case, because most Tashlumins in the Torah are either clear-cut Momon or clear-cut Knas. Einis HaMafateh is right in the middle. Why? Because Einis HaMafateh has dimensions of knas to it, and it has dimensions of mammon to it. Because when the father comes and takes the guy to din Torah and says, what he's really asking for is 50 shekel, in addition to Blashis, Bagam Bagam is the Nezek. The 50 shekel is for sure knas, that's no question about that. It doesn't correspond to anything. Knas doesn't correspond to the Nezek proper. The Nezek proper you're going to pay for. The knas, the 50 shekel, is a penalty. It's like Moshe Moldova, it's like a traffic ticket. So I parked on the wrong side of the street. So I caused New York City how much hefzid? So I parked on the wrong side. So the little funny guy who cleans up the streets, so he's going to have to move around me. It cost him a little extra gas to move around me. And now there's a piece of paper that's on the floor that's going to stay there until next Tuesday. Okay? So let's size up how much hezek did that cause New York City. So how much? We present the bill. The city presents us the bill for 1 cent. And what did they slap me with? A what? $45 ticket. Yeah, $45 ticket. It's Mamish Geneva. $45 ticket. I caused you 1 cent loss. So the answer is, the city's not claiming that you caused me a $45 loss. This is the terrorist kanas. This is a penalty. So that's exactly what the terrorist is saying here also. That we're slapping you with a penalty of 50 shekel. This doesn't correspond to the loss. What corresponds to the loss? Oh, that's the nezek. That's the bishas. That's the regular halachas. That type of corresponds to the loss. We have to figure out how much is the woman worth, how much was she worth, how much is the bishus, how much not the bishus. Different women have different statuses. She's a chosh woman, not a chosh woman. That's dollars and cents. That's the dinimominus. But the 50 shekel is kenas. So now, when a person comes and it's teveya and say, anasta petita is biti, so I'm demanding kenas, but I'm also demanding mammon. When you are kaifer, do we label your kfir as a kfiris knas or as a kfiris mammon? Now, give me the rabbi shmuel sefik gadol. What's the din? So who discusses that? Ruchak zatanoim. So some of the tanoim say, Rabbi Shimon, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Shimon says, the ikar tviya that a person has is really what? What's the ikar tviya? The 50 shekel. And then everything else is the sideshow. And since the ikar tviya is the 50 shekel, so therefore, the whole din is labeled as a knas, and therefore there's no shavus hapikadon. And the rabbanim disagree and say, no, the ikar tviya is the bash to pagam, the knas is the sideshow. So when you learn sugyas and ksubas, third, fourth, fifth, and ksubas, you have to figure out how to understand the machlokes of Shimon and the rabbanim. So we're working with the assumption that we're not going to path you b'tam knas. We're going to label this, at least b'tam, the bash to pagam part, as potential a situation of shavus hapikadon taking effect. So comes the Ketzos and says, Ovazoi, that we paskin that anasta, upetitas, biti, is subject to the din of Shavus HaPikadon. What's the ABCs of Shavus HaPikadon? I just said it. What has to take effect in order for Shavus HaPikadon to take effect? It has to be a what? Has to be a, and in addition to the kfir, has to be a what?
Nezek.
And in addition to the nezek, there has to be a what? Shavus HaPikadon. There has to be a shvua. If I say, hey, you owe me $100, and you say, no, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, that's not Shavuos HaPikadon. Until you say those magic words, you take a Shavua, that's not called Shavuos HaPikadon. So, Frek, the Ketzos, I don't understand. If the Rambam's right, that Dmei Karka is Kekarka, then what's the corollary of Dmei Karka Karka, like the Rambam really said? Dmei Adam is Ka'adam. Again, we're assuming that Adam and Karka, it's all the same thing. We don't want to go down that route of the Magid Mishnah that was yesterday year. So Frek the Ketzos, the real question that we should ask in the Rambam is not from Chaval to Bishnayim, which is only a sugya midirabonon. The real shayla we should have asked from is Anasta is Biti.
We are the Gemishna says beferish. What's the din? There is a shvus epikadon. Why is there a shvus epikadon?
Four words. What are the four words? Einish bar nakakos.
If the Rambam's right that everything always revolves around the etzem point of damage, the object that was damaged, so just as the Rambam says, the mekarka is kekarka, even though we're fighting about dollars and cents, but it emanates, the root of the din Torah is from the land, the root of the din Torah is about the person. This girl used to be worth $1,000, now she's worth $800. The same way the land used to be $1,000, now it's got to hold it, so it's worth $800. So comes the Ktzais and says, if the Rambam's right, that the mekarka is kekarka, you go to the root, you go back to the beginning, back to Brachos, you don't talk about the dollars and cents in a person's wallet, but you go be ikaron to where the source of the din Torah is from, it emanates from karka, it emanates from a person, so why is there a shvua here? What's the shvua doing here? Why is there a shvua? Enishpa nakakos, enishpa lavod, enishpa lebnei chayrin. That's the emes akasha that we should have asked against the Rambam. So comes Reb Chaim and he says, it's such a gavaldik akasha, such a shtark akasha, it's a pelon. Who's up to Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim took this choice and turned it on its head. It's a pelon derived. Why is the derived derailing us with a chavalta bishnayim, which is such a shvach akasha? Because the Ktzai is already deflected. The Akasha is so easy to solve. That's a derabon, it's not a deraisa, it's king, deraisa, again. It was such a weak Akasha, such a shvach Akasha, to ask Akasha from Chaval to Bishnayim. It's so easy to deflect the Akasha. Frek the Reb Chaim, if the Ktzai is right that this was Akasha, it's a pelagol on the Ravid. Why didn't the Ravid think it is Akasha? So comes Reb Chaim and says, B'teichemer HaKusha, as to why there's no Kusha? Zemin from Dor says Reb Chaim that the kasha the ktsayis is also nishkein kasha. He says a raya brura from the raya. The raya had two choices. He could have dug up a mishnah shavuos kaval to mishnayim, or he could have asked him a mishnah ksubis. One's the raya, one's the rabbanon. One you could be doicha the kash, and one is a powerful earth shattering kasha. And the raya chose the shvacha weaker kasha. Zok Reb Chaim, you know why he chose the weaker kasha? Because this kasha is nishkein kasha b'chalal. The kasha of Shvus HaBikodon is meaningless, Zakti Reb Chaim. It's not a kasha ki hu zeh, no pun intended. Why not? Says Reb Chaim. Going back to something we spoke about a little bit of a different context. Says Reb Chaim in a classic Brisket Mahalach. There's a fundamental difference between the sugya of Shvus HaBikodon and Shvus HaDayonim. Shvuas HaPikodon is Parshas VeYikra, Yechayev HaKorban, Yechayev Chaymish, etc. That's one din of Shvuah. And then Shvuas HaDayonim means, are we as Beis Din going to administer a Chi of Shvuah, Shvuas Beit HaMikdash Dirayis or not? So we two different dinim. The Gemara is Beferish. Ein Nishbanach HaKos applies to both. We didn't spend a whole week in the Sugya. Ein Nishbanach Kvir Shibuk HaKos doesn't apply to both. We spoke about this. The Gemara says that the dinim are the same. But there's no Shvuah here, there's no Shvuah there. Says Reb Chaim, they're similar. This is where they part ways. Says Reb Chaim, this klal of the Rambam, this klal gold will call to make karka kikarka. This chidish gadol of the Rambam, which was the source for the Rambam statement that the meidav mikzus of filling up the berries that you dug is not called meidav mikzus because it is born like a kos. This equation of make karka kikarka is only true by shvus adayonim. It's not true by shvus apikodim. Why not? Sisrei Torah. So Reb Chaim, it's not such a Sisrei Torah. It's very poshut. If Reb Chaim explains to you, it's poshut. Says Reb Chaim, the question of Shvuas HaDayonim is a conceptual question. As its name is Shvuas HaDayonim. The Dayonim, we have to pass in a shayla whether we as a Beis Din are supposed to be Mashbiya somebody or not. Where do you decide whether we're supposed to be Mashbiya person? What definitions do you use? The Beis Medrash, the world of the Beis Medrash. Is this a Shvuas HaTorah? Al zeh ne'amar ki hu zeh not. Does this meet the criteria of Hilchas Shvuas? It's a very conceptual question, says Reb Chaim. When we speak in the world of concept and theory, so we leave the world of practicality. We're not talking about Olam Hazeh.
We're talking about the Olam HaSal Yoinim. We're trying to understand what are the facts in Shemayim. So Zakhtem Chayim, when you have a Din Torah, I'm screaming that, hey, you dug 10 holes. And you're saying, nah, I only dug 5 holes. The Din Torah in Shemayim is revolving around what? Around the holes of the ground. The theoretical question is revolving around the ground. Namely, was there Hezekiah Karka? Was there not Hezekiah Karka? My nafkamina, whether there's Hezekiah Karka, it's going to translate into a different amount of check that I'm going to write to the person. That's Olam HaTachton. That's not Olam HaElyon. That's what's going to happen. How's it going to play out Lamais in the world of reality? Reality, who cares about reality? We're in the world of Olam HaElyonim. We're posking the theoretical question. The theoretical question is, I'm claiming 10 holes, you're claiming 5 holes. That's a Maidim Mikzas. Really? That's a Maidim Mikzas? English Bar Nachar Kos. We're talking about Karka. The word Karka is in the Din Torah. The Din Torah is called 10 holes versus 5 holes. What are the ramifications? What are the consequences in this world of 5 holes versus 10 holes? I have no idea. I couldn't care less. I'm in the world of theory, not in the world of practice. Therefore, Zakhtib Chaim, the Rambam said the Klal to make Karka Karka. And Huchashvus HaDayonim. We as a Beis Din have to decide, is this called the theoretical Din Torah of Karka? Or is this called the theoretical Din Torah of Metaltlin? If it's called Karka, Ein Nishbon. If it's called Metaltlin, then Yes Nishbon. That is decided in the Olam HaSalyonim. Olam HaSalyonim here means, where does the Din Torah emanate? What's the Iker case? What's the source of the Din Torah? Shvus HaPikodin is a different Vort Lagamre. Shvus HaPikodin, there's only one word that really matters. And what is that? Hefsid. Why is there a chiyuv shvus hapikadum? Why do you have to pay a chaymish for it? You have to bring a korban for why? After being a chaymish because I violated the theoretical Din Torah and Shemayim somewhere, you know why I have to bring a korban? Because I did a terrible thing wrong. You know what I did? The kichesh b'misai. I tried to cause my fellow man a loss of money. I got so close. I denied and I swore. And if I wouldn't have done shuv, he would have mamar suffered a loss forever. The chiyuv shvus hapikadum zekhtim chayim is not in the olam hasalyonim, it's the olam hatachton. It's the hefsid mamon that's goyre, that's the chayiv shvus hapikadum. In Hilchas hefsid mamon, how do we view a din Torah about dmei karka? Do we say dmei karka kikarka? Because in the theoretical world, it's kikarka. It's the theoretical world. Tachlis, what does it boil down to? How much cash am I going to take out of my pocket? I'm claiming X amount of cash. I'm denying that I owe that cash. It's a cash question. It's a practical question. Practical consequences. Olam Hazeh. Shvus HaPikodin is Olam Hazeh. Shvus HaDayonim is Shemayim. Zaktib Chayim. In Olam Hazeh, what only matters is Tachlis. Am I denying cash or am I not denying cash? It's roots are in Karka. Roots are Karka. And therefore, Zaktib Chayim. Even the Rambam, who says mekarka kekarka, only said it vis-a-vis shvus adayonim, would never have said it vis-a-vis shvus apikodim. At kan divi Reb Chaim, to be doich v'ktsoi, says Raya. It says Reb Chaim, what I'm saying is so poshut, that even the Ravid knew that. Even the Ravid chapped this chiluk. You can't mix and match shvus apikodim to shvus adayonim. That's why the Ravid asked the weak kasha. He went to shvus to ask a half-baked kasha, rather than coming in with the kill of this kasha, because he knew in his heart of hearts, this kasha is not really such a good kasha. Again, it's hard to go into the words of the Ravid. We don't know, because, again, we only have the couple of words that the Talmidim wrote. We don't know how long was the Ravid saying shir in this. Was the Ravid sitting with his Talmidim, sitting in the middle of Provence, and saying, the Rambam said, what? How did the Rambam say that? So one Talmid screamed out, Rebbe, shvus HaPikodin. So the Ravid said, shvus HaPikodin. Yes, shmeh, that's not a good kasha. You want a real kasha? The real kasha is this kasha. So the other Talmud said, Rabbi, that's a kasha, that's the same kasha. Said the Rabbi, well, it's the best thing we got. Your kasha is terrible. My kasha is at least a half-baked kasha. Half-baked is better than nothing. So we don't know. We weren't there. We're not Ruach HaKadosh. We don't know what's going on in the world of Provence and then the 1200s, 1100s, over there, 1100s. But Rabbi Sai, according to Reb Chaim, this kasha, this is not such a good kasha. This kasha, not such a good kasha. Says Reb Chaim, you want a kasha? I'll tell you a kasha. It's taken hundreds, every couple hundred years someone comes up with a kasha. The Ravid has the kasha, for the rest of the Middle Ages the kasha sat. So he comes in the 1800s, he has the new kasha. Reb Chaim comes in the 1900s and he has the new kasha. This is the real kasha, says Reb Chaim. Don't get bogged down with the Ravids and the Ktzais kasha. I'll tell you the real kasha, the Rabbim. This is the kushin of the tshuva, until I can give you the tshuva. Zok Reb Chaim, There is a Rambam. Also the sugya of Einis and Mefate, where the Rambam refers to a difference, nuance, between Einis in contrast to Mefate. The two parshas in the Torah. One is in Parshas Kiseitze, the Parshas of Einis, one is in Parshas Mishpat, the Parshas of Mefate, and they're very, very similar. You pay 50 shekel for both. And you pay for damages for both. And you pay for boishes for both. But there's one nuance of a difference. And what is that? You pay for tzar, for pain, physical pain. Normally, if I break your arm, I have to pay nezik, tzar, rikushas, I have to pay a lot. So comes the Mishnah in Ksubas and draws the following distinction. The Mishnah says, again, Mitzvah 2 years from now, these are the main sugyas. Oines has to pay an additional to everything else, you got to pay tzar also, because of physical pain. She didn't want to be with you. Physical pain, you got to be mishai how much the tzar is. Mefate, she didn't have any tzar. She went along with it. So, did a terrible thing. She's a 12-year-old girl. It's a terrible aveira that you did. And you're going to pay a knas for it. And you're going to pay nezek because lemais in the end you caused her damage. And you're going to pay boishes because in the end she probably is going to be embarrassed. But the tzar haguf, lemais b'shas maisa, she didn't have any tzar haguf. So that's where Einis and Mefate part ways. Comes the Rambam, and creates the following scenario. I come to you and I say, you are my anes, my daughter. I'm giving you a bill for the 50 shekel and a bill for the nezek, for the pagam and for the boishes. Pagam and nezek are the same thing here. For the boishes and for the tzar also. Total, $4,000. And the guy says, listen, I'm not so bad. I was mefata. It's not a nice thing to do. I was mefata her. So yes, I'm moida. That I'm chayef to pay. Again, I'm moida the knas. Forget money, knas is irrelevant. But I'm moida that I'm chayef to pay for the boishes. I'm moida that I'm chayef to pay the pagam. I'm moida all that. But it was pitui, it wasn't oines, and therefore I'm not chayef to pay for the tzar. So therefore, I'm willing to write you a check for $3,300. What does the Ram call that? I claim you owe me $4,000. You say, no, I only owe you $3,300. What do we call that? Sounds more of mixus just to me. Says the Rambam, there's a shvus haTorah. The guy's got to take a shvus haTorah. Because this might have been mixus. That can't be a Rambam. Where was the Rambam? Put it on the Rambam Kovas, no? I didn't put it on the Rambam Kovas. Nar Basula, where is that Rambam? What Torah? Nar Basula. Comes Reb Chaim and says, what? Dmei karka ke karka. Dmei adam ke adam. Don't go the route of every Kanani. I don't want to hear that, says Reb Chaim. That was yesterday's year. Frank Reb Chaim, this is the kasha that you ask in the Rambam. Why? Because you can't deflect this kasha by saying it's only the Rabbanim. No, this is the Raisa. You can't deflect this thing. Yeah, Geshem, it's only Shvusa Bekadim. No, this is Shvusa Dayanim. This has all the makings of a real kasha, says Reb Chaim. This is a problem. You want a kasha? I found your kasha. What's the answer? How could the Rambam basing himself and ask so you say to make karka kikarka, and yet hukas dar besula? Again, this is assuming Adam is like karka. If you undermine that assumption, then the shiur is over. That was yesterday's shiur. So we're working with the rive. It is correct that this chiluk of the Rambam is not right, since the Rambam says that an Eved Ivri is like karka, so the Rambam says bnei charin are also. We're going to put the Rambam on this team over here. Is everything we're assuming today the Rambam is with Rashi in the rive? How could it be? Yes, Reb Chaim, if the Rambam says that Dmei Karka is Kekarka, how come Dmei Adam is not Ke'adam? We're back to square one. And don't hide behind Shvusa Begadam. This is Shvusa Dayanim. Zogt Reb Chaim, the answer is what is going to fly in the face of everything that we've been saying for the last 2 days. The absolute premise that everybody's been working with, from the Raizah to the Magen Mishnah, to so everybody's been working with, the following hanocha. If the Dmei Karka is Kekarka, then the corollary of that is the Dmei Adam is Ke'adam. Says Reb Chaim, that corollary is not correct. You make a barrier between those two cases. They're not true. Just because Dmei Karka is Kekarka, Dmei Adam is not Ke'adam. What's the difference conceptually? Here I'm paying for Karker, here I'm paying for Adam. Says Reb Chaim, the following Yisrael, says Reb Chaim goes way beyond this sugya. This is the Baba Kama sugya, Ksuba sugya. When you learn sugyas of Mazik and Nizak and Chayv, you have to know this Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim, two fundamental chakiras. One is in the realm of mazik, and one is in the realm of chayvel. So before we even go to the chakiras, we have to make sure we know what the terms mean. Mazik means when I damage property. Chayvel means when I inflict bodily injury on somebody. They're both torts. Okay? We view them as contracts. They're both torts. They're different kinds of torts. Conceptually, when I smash up your car, it's not the same as breaking your arm. One's called Hukas Chayvel, one's called Hukas Mazik. The Rambam puts them together, Hukas Chayvel and Mazik. But they're conceptually different. Chavol is, the term Chavol is used for Nezek that is inflicted upon a human being. Mazik is used for Nezek that is inflicted upon property. There's another thing, Hukas Niske Mamon, that's it. And my Mamon is Mazik, a different story. But even when I'm Mazik, when I as a human being are causing Nezek, when I break your arm, that's not the same as smashing your car. Yesh lachko, says Reb Chaim, in the realm of Hilchos Mazik, what's the fundamental chiyuv when I mazik somebody? When I smash up their car? When I ruin their field, dig up holes in the field? I burn down their house? When I mazik a person's mamun? So we know the Torah says, I have to pay. What's the shot? Ish kiyakol nefesh, makad behema yishamena. I have to pay. Anytime I mazik a person's mamun, I have to pay. No question about it. So then their eyes, the psukim, the feirish, have to pay. Adam ul oilam. What's the nature of the chiyuv? Is the nature of the chiyuv fundamentally restitution? That means I basically have to give back to the person what I broke. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday with the shach. Like Mishnah. Is that really what the chiyuv of mazik is? It's basically a chiyuv of hashava. Now, sometimes hashava is not practical. Well, sometimes I don't want to do a shava. So the Torah says, okay, you don't really have to do a shava. We don't want to do the shach yesterday. You don't really have to do a shava. In place of a shava, what can you do? Instead of a shava? If you can't repair the damage, give a random a check and he'll get somebody else. He'll use the money for whatever he wants. Either he'll buy a new object, won't buy a new object, it's his problem. But the ikar chiyuv of Adam and Mazik is to be meshiv the Dover HaNizak. Heichan Shemana, where do we find such a category in Halacha where the ikar chiyuv is really Hashava? Gazelle is like that. If I steal somebody's object, the ikar chiyuv is Hashava. How do I know that? It says in the Chumash, Veheshu is a gazelle shagozo. There's a din that if the gazelle is not around anymore, so what do I do? Well, if it's kind of the gazelle, the machine, so what do I do? Then I pay cash. But fundamentally, it starts as a chiyuv Hashava. So is that how Mazik works also? It's fundamentally a chiyuv Hashava. What do you say? No, it's not a chiyuv hashava. I caused damage. I have tashlum. The Torah puts it, gives me a check. It's basically a chiyuv tashlum. Comes Reb Chaim and says, this is correct. It's fundamentally a chiyuv hashava. And that's why the Rambam makes so much sense that the main characters get character. Because the din Torah is fundamentally about fixing up the karka. Not as far as the Shach said that the Nizah can actually force me to fix the karka if I have a construction team, we don't have to go that route. But at least conceptually, it's a din Torah on restitution on hashavas karka. Kozman that it's on hashavas hametalpalin, then there's a shvua. Kozman it's on hashavas karka, and ein nishbar lechakos. So since Reb Chaim, it's dafka because the Rambam understood such a different portion that every chiyuv of mazik moment is basically a din of hashava. That is the background. That's the conceptual background behind the Rambam's statement of the main characters to character. This is where Chayvel parts ways from Mazik. What is Chayvel? I break your arm. What's the nature of the Chiyuv? Torah says I have to pay. Ayin Tachasayin, Kachnam Halach Mashum Sinai, Mamun, Nezek, I have to pay. What's the nature of that Chiyuv of Ayin Tachasayin? What's the nature of the Chiyuv of Chayvel Bechaveroi? Is it fundamentally hashava or is it fundamentally tashlumen? So either way. I mean, if you would ask me, I'd say, well, the same way mazik is, that's chayvel. No. Since you're kind of, I'll prove to you that it's not the same. What? What does the Mishnah say? Chayvel b'chaveirai, chayev chamisha devarim. Nezik tzar, ripi shevis in boishas. Nezik is one pasuk in tzar, is another pasuk in shevis, is another pasuk in ripi, is another, everyone is a pasuk. But that's the package deal. Chayvel b'chaveirai, is chayev chamisha devarim. Zoktim Chaim, let's analyze the Chamisha Devarim for a moment. Let's ask ourselves. We're looking at Nezek. is nezek is the value, the damage itself. It used to be worth $1,000, now it's worth $800. So I have to pay $200. I can hear that's either hashava or tashlum. Either way it could go. If the same way that the car used to be $1,000, now it's $800. The person used to be $1,000, now it's $800. I can hear either way, not convincing. Right? Nezek itself is not convincing. Let's go down a little bit. Tsar. Have to pay for pain. What am I giving back exactly? When I give him the $200, when Bezin, he asked the doctors, the anesthesiologists, make an assessment, how much was the pain worth? So a person would be willing to pay $200 for this pain, whatever the cheshbon, how you do the cheshbon, the sugya is in the perek ha-chayvel. So now when I give him the $200, so now he doesn't have the pain anymore. So now he goes back in time, ah, that was such a painful experience, it's not painful anymore. I was makeshift him the pain? Holy tzadnas is done. What was that makeshift him? Doesn't make up the ground. Doesn't make any sense. So nezek, we're not really sure, but tsar, we're pretty sure it's a tashlumin. Tsar, ripui. Ripui is pretty similar to nezek, because after all, what does ripui mean? The guy's got doctor bills. So the Torah says he's got a $10,000 doctor bill. You got to give him the $10,000. So you can argue, well, otherwise he would have to pay out of his own pocket, so I have to be makeshift that $10,000 of bills. Or maybe no. Maybe it's not hashava. Maybe it's tashlumin. Can't tell. Sheves. If it's all sheves, if you would ask me, I would have said sheves is hashava. The guy's off from work for a week. He can't watch his cucumbers anymore. He's off from week. Mishnah in Bava Kamma. So he's off from work. He's suffering X amount of money he doesn't have anymore. He shows me his pay stub. It says unpaid days of vacation. Not covered by his employer. He's got a big loss. His pay stub used to say $10,000. Now it says $5,000. So it's a big loss. I would have said, that's hashava. Says Reb Chaim, no, it's not hashava. In Hilchos hashava, I would be potter. You know why? I caused the mechisa. Hashava means I have to fill up. Rashiv, I have to fill up, I have to return what he lost. So when I stole an object from you, I have to return the object that I stole. Even if you want to kvetch that nezek means he used to have a car that was worth $1,000, now he's got a car that's worth $800. I got to be makeshift the difference. Sheves, what was he missing? The fact that he couldn't go to work and he couldn't make more money. So Reb Chaim, there's one word I could say about that. You know what that's called? It's grumma. That's, he's not losing anything. Like Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the person, I got to go to work. If I don't go to work, I won't make money. So it's a davra oven. It's not a davra oven. That's what's called the menias harevach. It means you're not making profit. So Zok Reb Chaim, in Hilchas HaShava, there would be no chiv to pay sheves. I did Torah Kedesha screams out, Ach Shifto Yitain. Says Reb Chaim, Ach Shifto Yitain, can't be Torah HaShava. It doesn't make any sense. There was no loss. It's true, he didn't make money. That's not a loss. That's a menias harevach. That's grumma. That's nothing. So says Reb Chaim, sheves is obviously Tashlumin. What about Boishas? Hashava? He was so embarrassed before. He's terribly embarrassed for the last week, walking around with one arm. Now he's got $10,000 of boshes, so that means he wasn't embarrassed for the last week. He was still embarrassed. He's got $10,000 in his pocket. Boshes is a hashava? It's a tashlum. Since we've got 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5 are clear tashlum, and the other 2 can go either way. Says Reb Chaim, it's Nira Lo Loima, this is the package deal. It's all for one, one for all. Chayv over Chaver, Chayv, Chalish, and Devarim. So Reb Chaim, this is already Chiddush, this part of Reb Chaim. He says, Parashas Chayvel is all B'teres Tashlumin. You're never really repairing the person's arm. You're never really making up the loss of damage in the sense of Hashavas, Hahefseh. It's a Tashlumin B'Alma. The Teres Gezer, Ayin Tachas Ayin, you broke a guy's arm, you got to pay for the arm. He took a guy's leg off, he got to pay for it. Are we saying that he's going to use that money to get a new arm or a new leg? That's making up for the hefset that he used to be worth. Exit. No. It's a tashlumin b'yamas of Reb Chaim. It's not a hashava. Just as tzar is not a hashava, just as sheves, just as b'yish, these are clearly not a hashava. He doesn't think that we can differentiate within the Tashlumin of Chayiv and say, part is Hashava, part is Tashlumin. This doesn't fit right, says Reb Chaim. It's off one, it's a package deal. Obazoi, says Reb Chaim, the same Chakira that we had by Chayiv, by Mazik, we can have by Chayiv. Is it Hashava or is it Tashlumin? Here, what's the answer? What's the correct answer? Here it's Tashlumin. So whereas Mazik was Hashava, Chayvel is Tashlumin. That's what it part ways. Says Reb Chaim, if it's Tashlumin, so what's the name in a Din Torah? I say you broke my arm. I say you broke two arms, whatever you want to call it. I say you owe me X amount of money for Hilchus Kavala, Anastas Biti, and you say no, only Petisias Biti. So we're fighting about Tashlumi Chavola. Says Reb Chaim, a machloik is the Tayyar in the Nitan about Hilchus Chavola. Amount of Chavola is not a machloik, it's about the Hilchus Hashava. There is never Hashava in Hilchus Chavola. It's a machloik, it's about Tashlumin. What do we call Tashlumin, Rabbi Say? 1,000 cents. Is that character or is that metaltalin? Is that Odom or is that metaltalin? It's metaltalin, it's 1,000 cents. I say you owe me $500, I say you owe me $300. Says Reb Chaim, this is where Dmei Karka Karka and Dmei Odom, not Ke Odom, part ways. Not because a person is not an Eveder, is an Eveder, hooks up the bar, has nothing to do with yesterday, Mabi Mishnah story. It has to do with conceptually, Dmei Karka is Ke Karka, because the very essence of a Din Torah on Mazik is a Karka, is a Din Torah on the fixing of the Karka. And therefore, it emanates from Hilchus HaKarka, from the Karka, and therefore, Ein Nishban Lecharkos. Whereas the Din Torah and Chavala, like the Rambam's case in Arba Sula, and by extension all the other cases, the Chaval to Bishnaim and Asa, everything now, everything gets knocked off of the same Teretz. You don't even have to answer the Ktsaisis Teretz and this Teretz and that Teretz. Once you say the Chayvul is fundamentally different, this solves the whole world's problems. So says Reb Chaim, this is the fundamental answer to the Rambam. This is the Emes Lamito answer to the Rambam. There's no Rambam anywhere that says, Be'adam Ke'adam. You know why? Because that's not true. To be Karkas Ke'karka, because that's Hilchos Mazik. But Adam is not to Adam because that's Hilchos Chayvel. That's the real answer to that. So Rabbi Say, when all the dust settles, we start with our sugya. Our sugya said, was looking for a case of Halach, with Karka, whole story, Chafarta, Beis Beiris, whatever the story is. So we had a whole Chiddush of the Rambam, that the Mekarka is Kekarka. So the Rishonim and the Echvarim were throwing kashas around and left at the Rambam. So we got the first kasha of Chavalt Mishnaim, got us all sidetracked into the Avon Mukshel Karkos dimension of yesterday's year. Then we left that aside, and we moved into the Ravitz Kasha, the Ktesis Kasha, the Reb Chaim's Kasha, all the different Kashas against the Rambam. So the Reb Chaim said, no, don't mix up the big Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos HaDayanim. No, there's a difference between the two. But then Reb Chaim himself got stuck with the last case, the case of Oynes versus Mefata. Is it made of a mixas? The Rambam says, it's Shavuos D'Oraisa, how can it be? Reb Chaim said, the answer to all the kashas, most importantly the last kasha, is that this is fundamentally different. This is Chayvel, and Chayvel is not the same as Mazik. And therefore, Dibay Karka is Kekarka, whereas Dibay Adam is not Kekarka. So Reb Chaim, when all the dust settles, all the dirt settles in the holes, so the Rambam has his statement, has his understanding of the Gemara, all the sugyas and all the kashas, for a variety of reasons, are not going to deter the Rambam from his shita that to make characters get character. In the process, we picked up some interesting information about Avodah Hukshel Karkos, a little bit about Shavuos Dayanim and Shavuos HaPikadon, and the ultimate punchline of Reb Chaim's difference between Hilchos Chayvel versus Hilchos Mazik. Okay? Good? Okay. So what time? Okay, so we'll have Mishnah. All right? You guys have Mishnah now? Okay.